interested in Lazarus. They're like, hey, we could pray for him from here. they want to kill us there. Jesus, you can't go there. We're going to die if we go there. Let's just get an agreement. Remember that scripture, two in agreement? Let's just pray for Lazarus from here. Because that's where they want to stone you. Are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he doesn't stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Wow, man, let's live by the word. Let's live by the truth of who he is, the light. The life that's in Jesus, the light of men, it shines in the darkness. It's just all good. There's so much you could preach out of this stuff. These things he said, and after that he said, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him. So the disciples said, see, they don't want to go. Lord, hey, if he's sleeping, that's good. He's resting, he'll recover, he'll be all right. He'll be healed. Who sees this? He says, however, Jesus spoke of the death of Lazarus, but they thought he was speaking of taking a rest in sleep. Jesus spoke plainly to them. Now watch this. He just said it's not unto death, but watch what he said to them. He is dead. But he just told them earlier when he stayed 2 days, he said, look, it's not unto death. Okay? But that the glory of God would be revealed, that the Son of God may be glorified through this. Now he's telling them, Lazarus is dead. Who knows? He just told us this wasn't unto death. It's because the only perspective he can see from is life. Jesus is never moved by the problem. He never equates to the problem. He's never motivated by the problem. He's in total control. He is absolutely Lord. He can't see death. He's not praying from the perspective, oh my God, he's dead. God, you got to raise him. That's how we would pray for the dead, be honest. I can't believe they're dead. You know how much I love them. God, you got to get them up. God, I can't live without them.